It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hello, I'm Sandy Gerber. I'm the author of Emotional Magnetism, How to Communicate to Ignite Connection in Your Relationships. I'm a communications and marketing strategist, event speaker, and author. So there's really three parts to the book and three main areas that the readers can learn. And so the first is that it's about communication blockers. So, you know, we have 16 different ways that we block communication and connection with people, and most of us don't even realize that. So the first section dives into that. And the second section of the book really dives into, you know, the juicy part of the book, if you will. And it's really, it talks about the four emotional drivers that we all have, what we emotionally need to be happy. So I go through the upside and the downside, because there is a downside to that. And people start really realizing why people in their life and themselves act the way they do. And a lot of people say that when they read that part, people's names start popping into their head like popcorn. So it's very effective. The third part is really where I found, you know, nonfiction books tend to give you a lot of information, but they don't tell you how to implement this stuff. So this is where I put the learning into action. And so we take, the reader goes through a quiz to identify their emotional driver, really is an aha moment for them, where they see what they emotionally need in their life professionally and personally. And then I have exercises and scenarios where they can actually start using the tool right away to communicate more effectively. I always say that there's two main things that authors should be aware of if they're planning on writing a book. So the first is that you've got to carve out the time. I mean, a lot of people say that they want to write a book, but they never do it, right? So the first is really carve that time out. It doesn't need to be a lot. I mean, it took me years to write my book. So the first is, you know, carve 15 minutes, 30 minutes, do 500 words a day and just keep working, because then you'll see that you're making progress. So that's the first part, because we can get really discouraged easily. And the second part is to be realistic. Like, what you're going to write is crap. Like, the first edit is the first draft is terrible, right? You just get it out. And what's important is editing. So the second draft, the third draft, you're really starting to edit from the point of view, not what you want to say, but what the reader needs to hear. That's the most important thing. So those are the two things that I would say to any author that's ready to write a book. Plan your time appropriately into small bites and make sure you edit thoroughly. You know, the process I had with Twin Flames doing my audiobook was so much fun. I mean, it was comfortable, it was structured, it was organized, professional. I mean, it was just so much fun. So, you know, the reason it was so easy is these people know what they're doing, right? So I would come to a session and I'm passionate about what I want to talk about. And they would say, you know, I'd do a recording part. And then they'd say, you know, if you hear that, is that really how you think you should sound? Like, do you feel yourself saying that? And I'd realize, no, that's not at all what I want to sound like. It's not authentic enough. And ironically, as we went through this process together, many, many listeners have told me, and even in the reviews, they say they can't believe how authentic and how caring and how real I sound. Like, people really relate to what I'm saying. And that I really attribute to Twin Flames. Like, the team was amazing. The other thing too, that was really cool, is I was on one session with Stephen, and he said to me, you know what, this information, he started understanding what his emotional driver was, what his family's emotional drivers were. And all of a sudden he's like, now I understand why they act the way they do, you know? So it was really cool to see, not only was I producing something that was going to benefit people, but immediately during that process, it also benefited him. So it was a wonderful experience. I'll be working with them again. If people don't know who they are, look them up, because these people know what they're doing. And it's done in a way that just makes you feel, you know, that it's authentic, it's real, and it's fun.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more, and visit us at twinflamestudios.com.